Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to a brand new season of the Story Pirates podcast. My name's Lee.
And my name is Peter.
And thanks to all our fans for reaching out and asking for more Story Pirates stories. We're coming at you with a whole bunch more this season.
That's right. We're going to have one every 2 weeks coming at you nonstop. It's going to be great.
So buckle up, everybody.
Let's get right into it, Lee. I'm so excited. It's been too long.
It has been too long. We have a really great story for our first episode back, Peter.
That is right. I'm going to tell you all about it. This week's episode was written by a then second grader from Ellicott City, Maryland. His name is Liam Gimble. And Liam's story is called This is National Whoopee Cushion Day.
But before we hear Story Pirates' adaptation of Liam's story, let's read the original story that Liam sent in to us.
Take it away, Lee.
So it started when the kids were on the playground. They wanted more holidays. They hardly had any holidays because they didn't have much fun things to do. But on holidays, it was fun because most of the time they got to see other friends. And for this new holiday, it's called National Whoopee Cushion Day. And National Whoopee Cushion Day is when, since they didn't have enough holidays, they decided to call the mayor. So they got a big meeting, and at the meeting, the mayor was here, and they went to the front where the microphone was, and they said, "I think we should have one more holiday," and all the others agreed, and so did the mayor. And then everyone left, and kids went back to playing on the playground. But then they remembered something, so they called everyone back for the naming ceremony of what the holiday was going to be. And since it was Whoopee Cushion Town, in Whoopee Cushion World, which is out of this galaxy, they always did Whoopee Cushion things. So they decided to call it National Whoopee Cushion Day. So every year they got lots of Whoopee Cushions, and then they cut them up, and then they made a giant Whoopee Cushion, and then everyone was standing around it. Then they jumped on it and made a giant farting sound. The end.
Lee, I couldn't love this story more.
It's like this author reached into your brain and pulled out your regular thoughts.
Yeah, this is what I'm thinking about all day long, and I didn't know it until I read this story.
So here it is, the Story Pirates adaptation of Liam's story. It's called This is National Whoopee Cushion Day.
In a galaxy.
Excuse me. In a galaxy that is out of this one, there was a world called Whoopee Cushion World. And in that world, there was a town called Whoopee Cushion Town, where there were very few holidays.
All right, kids, we will now stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of Whoopee Cushion World. One cushion, under bottom, inflatable, with air and fart sounds for all.
All right, kids, everyone take your seats. Okay, now why was there a whoopee cushion on my chair?
We all have whoopee cushions on our chairs.
We live in Whoopee Cushion Town.
Oh, right. Sometimes I forget where it is that I live. Now, anyways, today's lesson is on Whoopee Cushion World History. Oh, my, it's recess already. How the time flies. All right, everyone, head on out to the playground.
Yay!
Hey, guys, I sure do love recess.
Yeah, it's like a little holiday from school.
Man, I wish it were a real holiday, you know? That lasted all day.
You said it. We hardly have any real holidays here in Whoopee Cushion Town.
You said it. In fact, I'd say that we don't have much fun things to do at all.
Guys, I just had an amazing idea.
What?
We should create our own holiday, get a big meeting, and present it to the mayor.
Yeah!
Let's go.
Later that day at the mayor's.
Well, I don't know why you called me.
Ladies and gentlemen, all rise for the honorable mayor, Whoopee T. Cushion.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everyone. You may be seated. Walloping windbags. What was that?
Sir, all of our chairs have Whoopee cushions on them.
Oh, that's right. This is Whoopee Cushion Town. I forgot. Gets me every time. Anyway, we're all here today to hear a proposal from some Whoopee Cushion Town students in regards to there not being enough holidays. Are those kids present?
Yes, sir!
All right, then. Step up to the microphone and state your case.
You go.
No, I believe in you.
I will do it! Mr. Mayor, I think we should have one more holiday.
Order, I say. Very well. We shall put it to a vote. All those in favor. And all those opposed. It looks like the yeas have it. I declare today a new holiday.
Yay!
This hearing is adjourned.
Well, I'll go.
Wait! We forgot to name the holiday.
Great gaseous ghost, she's right. Everyone, sit back down. All right, kid, what do you have to say?
Sir, I propose that we call the holiday Whoopee Cushion Day.
All right, settle down. We'll put this to a vote. All those in favor? And all those opposed?
Fart.
What was that?
I left my whoopee cushion at home.
I've got my eyes on you.
Fart.
Then the yeas have it. I declare today Whoopee Cushion Day.
Yay!
This hearing is adjourned.
So that day... Gosh, this darn cold. So that day, all the citizens of Whoopee Cushion Town brought together all their whoopee cushions, cut them up, and then with the pieces made one giant whoopee cushion.
All right, citizens. On the count of three, we're all going to jump on this single giant whoopee cushion.
One, two, three.
Whoa!
Happy Whoopee Cushion Day!
The end!
And now Lee speaks with the author himself, Liam.
Hey, Liam.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Great.
Thanks for talking to me about your story.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been a longtime Story Pirates fan, right?
Yeah.
We've even met in person before.
No.
You don't remember that?
I wasn't there.
You weren't there? Was it your sister?
Yeah, I was sick.
Oh, that's right. You were sick, and I remember your mom said that you were really bummed that you couldn't be there.
Yeah.
And then your mom made me a pirate sock monkey.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, the pirate sock monkey.
Yeah, I still have it on my desk.
That's cool.
Liam, you wrote, "This is National Whoopee Cushion Day."
Yes, I did.
And it's been a while. When did you write that?
About 4 years ago when I was 7.
Okay. So what grade are you in now?
I am in 6th.
Amazing. And how did you get the idea for that story? Do you remember?
I liked whoopee cushions and I just came up with it in my brain.
And the rest is history. Do you still like whoopee cushions?
Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't? You'd have to be crazy. How many whoopee cushions do you have?
Like 4 or 5.
And how often do you use them?
A lot.
A lot? It's like a normal day for Liam. What's like a good way to like use a whoopee cushion during your day?
Just like randomly make it fart.
Do you like to do it with students or teachers or siblings or family or parents? Who's like the best target for whoopee cushion?
My family.
at this point, I bet, like, you can't really trick them into sitting on a whoopee cushion, though.
Depends to see how hard they look.
Amazing. So, like, the different ones you have, do you have, like, different sizes?
I have lots of mini ones.
Lots of mini ones?
Mm-hmm. We also have one of them that you signed.
There's a signed whoopee cushion that I signed in a picture frame somewhere?
Right in front of me, actually.
Are you kidding me? This is literally the best thing that's ever happened to me.
All of the story pirates signed it.
Ugh, I wish it was just me. I'm just kidding. It's cool the other story pirates did, too.
Mm-hmm.
That is so rad. And where do you guys live?
Maryland.
In Maryland. That's like the D.C. area, because that's where I met your family, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys came to a show.
Yep.
So do you still write a lot?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you like to write?
I like to write stories about, like, animals, and I like to use personification of animals.
Which means, for anyone listening that doesn't know what personification is, can you tell them what that is?
It means giving human characteristics to a thing that usually doesn't have human characteristics.
Right, like an animal, or even like a toaster, right?
Yeah.
I've
done a story about a dancing light bulb, so.
Amazing. What happens to the dancing light bulb?
He goes to a party and he eats a lot of cake.
I can relate to that. I am always going to parties and eating too much cake.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So, Liam, do you have any advice for any kids out there that want to write their own story but don't know how to start?
I would just take a random thought out of your head and then make it into a larger idea.
That's great advice. It seems like your family's pretty creative.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys do things together that are creative or maybe out of the ordinary, like, that you do together?
We all juggle.
You all juggle?
Yes.
Oh,
we
my
do.
Gosh, that's amazing.
And I ride a unicycle, so does my sister and my dad.
Are you guys a circus family?
Me and my sister went to circus camp.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's really fun, though.
That's so awesome. So you can ride can you juggle while you ride a unicycle?
Not quite.
Not quite, but you're getting
Not
there.
Yet.
Not yet. Your mom and your dad and your sister can juggle, too?
Yes.
Do you guys ever juggle at the same time?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm blown away. I've never heard of that.
It's fun.
I love your story. I think it's so great. Thanks for letting us perform it.
Yeah, it sounds really cool when you perform it.
Thanks, man. I hope you have a good holidays.
You too.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. If you want to see Story Pirates live in person, come visit us in New York City. We perform on select Saturdays throughout the year in Midtown Manhattan, and we feature new stories every week with kid authors there in the audience to take a bow. Find the full schedule on our website, storypirates.com. Stay tuned for upcoming dates on our national tour as well. We're going to head to performing arts centers and schools all across the country, and we might be heading in your direction. Check out our website, storypirates.com, and click performances at the top for details, times, and tickets. You can also buy t-shirts for the Story Pirates fan in your life, also at storypirates.com. Remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and of course, subscribe to this podcast in iTunes. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.